Now, I want to start here. And the reason, by the way, that I'm mentioning that is because I just want you to have that concept in mind that God is not locked into just one way of handling situations, even when the situations involve are very similar and involve, but just involve different people. He's not going to show favoritism. He's not going to just do things in a whim. That's why I pointed out that his wisdom is just truly beyond amazing. His full knowledge of all the details beyond anything that we can ever imagine. His understanding, complete. And he pulls all of that together in determining where his sovereignty takes him in any given situation. So, that's it. I want us to, although the focus will be on whether or not God hears people who are not in covenant relationship with him, I want to start with just a few verses that reference someone who was in covenant relationship with God. I say was, not that they got out of that covenant relationship. It's just that they died centuries ago, and so they're no longer with us. Psalm 66, beginning at verse 18. This is a psalm, a song, a passage of scripture written by someone who had an intimate relationship with God. And I'll start at verse 18 and I'll read verses 18 through 20. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Essentially, in Psalm 66, this writer is writing about some troubling times that the Lord God brought him out of. Enemies, really just going after God in one way or another. But also, when you read verses 10 through 12, still Psalm 66, but verses 10 through 12, for you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. And you go from verse 12 to verse 17. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. When you think about verses 10 through 12, God tested us, brought us into prison, let men ride over our heads. A lot of that had to do with the fact that the people of God had not been faithful to God. And in order to bring them back around to being faithful to him, since they would not come back simply because God said, return to me, since they would not come back simply because God finally began to warn them, hey, listen, if you don't come back, then I'm going to have to send calamity upon you and see if you will allow the calamity, the trials, the tribulations, the tough times to turn you back to me. They wouldn't listen. So God brought those tough times on them. And sometimes God needs to do the same thing with individuals. Not just nations, sometimes nations, sometimes families, sometimes individuals. And this individual pointed out If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Now, in order to help us truly appreciate what he is saying, what he is conveying, what he is getting across by saying, if I had cherished sin in my heart, let me tell you what he did not say, what he did not write. He did not write, if I had sinned. No, that's not what he wrote. Jesus is the only human who never sinned. All the rest of us have sinned at some point in our lives. It doesn't matter if we're talking about Elijah, Elisha, Moses, Abraham, King David, you name it. The Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, who disowned Jesus and came back to him and was restored. Aside from Jesus, all the rest of us have sinned. So this writer did not say, if I had sinned, the Lord would not have listened. He said and wrote, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. If he had valued his sin so much that he allowed the pleasure of that sin to just give him joy, happiness. And when he would think about that sin again, whatever the sin was, he would think about that sin again. He would just get pleasure again just from thinking about the sin he had committed. And then there was an opportunity to commit another sin. And it seemed like, hey, you know what? This sin is going to give me pleasure too. Let me go ahead and do this. And so he went on ahead and committed that sin. And he think about the pleasure he got by having committed that sin. And, oh, he would just think about it over and over. And he had another opportunity later on to commit another sin. And same result. Ooh, this is going to bring me pleasure too. It's going to bring me some kind of benefit. I'll get paid if I just do what they're asking me to do. And I know I can use the money. I like making money. I know this is wrong, but I want to get paid. I'm going to go ahead and do this. And this sinning thing becomes a lifestyle. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Let's look at those last two verses when I come back. Well, let's go ahead and look at those last two verses now. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Back in a few.